Jerry, I'm gonna send you a little veto up tonight, and I hope you can help me on it. It's on this insurance increase of $90 million, and I just got a very brief statement. Veto's not long, but this is abbreviation of it, so you'll have it in mind. For the second time less than 8 weeks, I'm returning a bill without my approval because it's inflationary. The bill I'm returning would increase life insurance coverage for federal employees by over 30%, an annual cost to the taxpayer of $90 million. If we were to extend equivalent increases, fringe benefits to all the American workers by the American employees, we'd feed the fires of inflation by nearly $3 billion. At a time when we're making every effort to reduce low-priority federal spending, this bill cannot be justified. At a time when we're urging business and labor to exercise restraint, this bill will set a double standard. At a time when Congress, through request of the employee unions, has already added almost $300 million more than our request of this year's cost of civilian pay, in addition to military pay, this cannot be supported. The past 10 years, civilian salaries risen 75% from $4,000 a year average to $7,000 a year in federal service. Since life insurance is geared to annual salary, this means that the insurance has already been increased by 75%. Over the same period, the average pay of the factory worker increased 47%. Since I've been president, there have been four successive civilian pay increases, four insurance increases. The total cost of these increases amount to over $2 billion in 2.5 years. In addition, there have been very large increases in survivor benefits under the federal employees' retirement system. This is equivalent to added insurance. In the case of a typical employee, the widow survivorship annuity has risen by 94% since 1954. These increased benefits must be protected. They must not be eroded by inflation. I've already submitted to the Congress my recommendations on the federal employee insurance program. My recommendations are fair and responsible. They would increase the maximum coverage for employees in upper grades from 20 to 30,000. That's 33 1/3% increase. And they would the House of Representatives initially approved this bill. The Senate Post Office Civil Service Committee expanded the benefits beyond acceptable limits. Its action raised the annual cost from $12 million past the House that I had proposed to $90 million in the Senate. It increased the maximum coverage, which would be after. The Senate acted on this bill without the benefit of any debate. The House then accepted the Senate version with virtually no debate. The bill goes beyond my recommendation, far beyond anything the taxpayer should be asked to pay for. One point should be made clear. Government group life insurance was never intended to meet an employee's insurance needs entirely. It is like other benefit employee life insurance plan. It's meant only to supplement his private coverage. Further insurance for government employees cannot be considered in isolation from other federally provided benefit. It must be regarded as a part of the total pay and fringe benefits that an employee receives. Piecemeal increases in life insurance without considering other benefits will inevitably result in compensation programs unsound and inequitable. We've worked 67 months for economic growth and stability. Every American has benefited. That's why 4 days ago I proposed a four-point program of immediate action to Congress, the executive branch, and the American people. One crucial aspect is substantial reduction in federal spending. Many members of Congress share my belief that our anti-inflationary efforts must include first, restraints on federal spending. The measure I veto today is totally inconsistent with our common goals. I deeply regret that disapproval of this bill has the effect of deferring an increase in both agency and employee contributions. I would gladly approve a bill which enacted this provision and provided for an increase in maximum insurance coverage up to level 11 of the federal executive salary schedule, now $30,000. I also regret the delay in clarifying the application of federal insurance law with respect to reemployment annuities. I direct the Attorney General to take every possible action to clarify this matter under existing law. In returning this measure, I do so in the hope that Congress will adopt the insurance will adopt